forecast and weather conditions on the East Coast.
Roger, let me get you a good one for today there.
Okay, in particular, I'm interested in whether we're going to get a good shot up north of Charleston.
Roger. 9 Houston, from the indications we have down here, it's looking pretty good. It ought to be open up that way.
Field grade weather.
Roger.
The next station to acquire will be Tanana Reeve at 191 hours, 9 minutes. This is Mission Control Houston at 191 hours, 32 minutes. This is Mission Control Houston. Has acquired Apollo 9.
Apollo 9 Houston through Carnarvon. I have an SO-65 update.
Okay, Houston, stay by one.
9 Houston, while you're digging things out, you might dig out your procedures book there and I can update your high gain antenna test.
Okay, why don't you give us the SO-65 first?
Roger, you ready?
Roger, go.
18000 28990. Yaws, all zips. 192 0930. 192 0000. It'll be orb rate. First sight. Colorado River. 192 14 33 10 08. Second sight, Snyder, Texas. 192 18 02 08. 03. Third site, Cumberland Plateau, 192 21 11 08 and 03. Over.
Roger, 180 00 289 90, all zip. 192 09 30. 192 00 00. Harbor grade. Colorado River. 192 14 33 10 08. And someplace in Texas. 192 18 02 08. 03. Cumberland Plateau. 192 21 11 08 03.
Roger, read back correct. That's Snyder, Texas. And your Victor through Zulu numbers will be the same as before.
Okay.
Okay, what do you have on the high gain S band antenna?
Okay, why don't we just copy these things down, if you got a pad there to copy, and then I'll go into the procedures and change the procedure itself.
Okay, stand by, let me just get the pad.
And while you're doing that, we're going to be kind of close there between the end of the SO-65 and the first Carnarvon pass. And also, you got a P-52 realignment in there. So if we miss the Carnarvon pass, we'll catch it over Hawaii.
Yeah, we can get that, no problem.
Okay, good.
Okay, go ahead with the pad run.
Okay, platform is aligned out of plane to the north. Voice comm will be VHF. Okay, change high gain antenna test procedures as follows.
Were you going to give me the pad first or notes, Ron?
I'll give you notes first.
Okay, stand by. I got the pad first. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I've got the procedures book here now with our procedure in it. Will your notes follow the procedure so I can mark directly on it?
Okay, let's go into that part first, and then I'll give you some additional notes.
Okay.
Okay, in the procedures book, you go on down to step 7. And your antenna angles. Our pitch, minus 4.5 degrees. Yaw is plus 90 degrees.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, delete, step 8. Perform step 9 at 193 plus 06 plus 05. And add high gain antenna track to reacquire.
As part of step 9, Ron?
Affirmative, at the end of step 9 there. Do step 10 at acquisition. Which will be at 08 plus 05. Delete step 12.
Any more in that, Ron?
Affirmative. While I think about it, S-band volume up at 4.2 for honeysuckle. Okay, on step 13, we'll do that 3 times. First one, at Carnarvon, LOS, that'll be at 19 plus 40. At Hawaii, AOS, the 35 plus 22. And Hawaii, LOS, at 44 plus 09. And scratch steps 15 on.
Okay, is that everything on the procedures there?
Okay, that's all the procedures, and I'd like to get you set up in a passive thermal control, and I'll give you some numbers for that so that we can be in PTC as we're going through this test.
Back with you now. Go ahead with the PTC.
Okay. Establish orb rate by using PTC CMP checklist page 3-17. Okay. Step 2 at 193 plus 06. Pitch 352.00. 52.0. Fetch and yaw are all zeros.
Okay, you have any more? You want me to read that all back?
Negative, or I have some more. New step 6 and step 7 of that CMP checklist as follows. Verb 2-4, noun 0-1, enter. 3-1-2-5, enter. 4-zips, 2, enter. 1-4-7-1-3, enter. Step 7, verb 2-1, enter. 3-1-7-6, enter. 2-3-1-6-3, enter. And that should be it.
Okay, Ron, I got that zero. Step 6, the only change is 00002 and 14713, and the number on step 7 is 23163.
That's right.
Okay, and Ron, I got one more question. On the time you gave us there, should that time be for step 7?
That's affirmative. Should be on step 7 at time there, 193 plus 06.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad you're checking us.
Okay, on the procedures, on step 7, you've got the pitch of minus 45 and yaw of plus 90. Delete step 8. Perform step 9 at 193.06.05. And add after the existing step 9, high gain antenna track to REAC. On step 10, that should be done at acquisition, which should be at 0805. Delete step 12. Step 13, we're going to do three times. Carnarvon LOS at 119.40, Hawaii AOS at 235.22, and Hawaii LOS at 4409. Delete everything beyond step 15. Delete step 15 and beyond, excuse me.
Affirmative. Delete step 15 and beyond. The AOS and LOS times there I gave you were in 193 in minutes.
Right. Okay, I understand the platform is going to be out of plane to the north, and we're going to use VHF voice for radio.
Roger. I'll give you Carnarvon LOS time is 193.19.40. Hawaii AOS is 193.35.22. LOS is 193.44.07.
Okay, I understand that Hawaii LOS is at 44.07 instead of 09.
Affirmative.
Over, and if we have any questions, give you a buzz back.
Okay, just also note on step 13 there where we take those three times, just copy them down after the antenna stops slewing.
Okay, understand, copy down after the antenna stops
at the Huntsville on this revolution. We'll continue to stand by. This is Apollo Control. We're continuing to stand by through the Huntsville. Most of that Australian pass was devoted to transmitting information to the crew concerning the S-band high gain antenna test, which is scheduled over Carnarvon and over Hawaii in the 122nd revolution, about 193 hours at Carnarvon. We also passed up information concerning the next multispectral terrain photography test to be conducted over the United States on this present revolution. Areas to be photographed: Colorado River, Snyder, Texas, and the Cumberland Plateau. Signal. In this 121st revolution, there's a very short...
Roger, if you haven't guessed it yet, I guess you can see the purpose of this S-band antenna test is that we're testing the automatic REACT mode of this high-gain antenna during PTC when the crew may be asleep on the way to the moon. So you can use Verb 64 to monitor, but we don't want you to do any manual slewing to help the reacquisition between Carnarvon and Hawaii.
Okay, I understand it. No manual acquisition.
Yeah,
we'll make it
authentic. Well, no, you guys have had enough sleep, so you can just observe.
Okay.
Houston, go. All 9, Houston, go.
Make it authentic, I guarantee you.
Okay.
Last gyro torquing angle.
Roger, ready to copy.
191, stand by. We're getting ready to start this maneuver. I'll complete that.
Okay.
Ron, while we're waiting here, be advised, I've looked through the flight plan. I think if we go through tomorrow, just as it's scheduled in the flight plan, we'd be all right.
Oh, very well. Sounds good then.
If we knock off at the time that we're supposed to knock off, we'll have plenty of time to stow the spacecraft.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, here are your gyro torquing angles if you're ready.
Ready to copy.
191-2600 minus 00232 plus 00509 minus 00010.
Roger, we copy that. Hey, very good, by golly.
And Houston, you got an uplink for us?
Affirmative. Request Poo and accept, and we have the rest match standing by. Send to you.
Okay, you got Poo and accept.
And Apollo 9, Houston, we'd like you to verify your SPS heater engaging main A, main B. Circuit breakers are open.
Negative. SPS system heaters engaging main A and B. Main B circuit breakers are closed.
Roger. We'd like to open them. We're not going to use tugs for the deorbit burn.
All righty. We'll open them up for you right now.
Roger. Apollo 9. The computer is yours.
Already going back to Vermont.
Roger.
That was pretty snappy.
They're still smiling.
How are you, all you guys down there at the bunker, holding up? We giving you fatigue yet?
Oh, no, we're still in good shape.
Good. I want those recovery guys to find a nice soft piece of water with no wind and no waves tomorrow, lots of sunshine.
We're working on it real good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot one thing, a couple of helicopters, too.
Okay.
Why don't you tell those guys in the Guadalcanal we're really looking forward to seeing them.
Okay, you're still thinking about the cake.
Well, that and a few other things. And that too.
Roger. Houston?
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger. I've got some pointing data for you, if you want to take a look at Pegasus. Houston, you've got about 150 square feet of area on Pegasus, so you can might be able to get a pretty good look at it.
Roger. Were those inertial angles or local vertical?
Roger, those are inertial angles, assuming you haven't torqued the platform on around to the new rest mat we gave you.
That's a good assumption at this point, and be advised we've taken 105 frames out of the SO-65 now.
Roger, 105 frames.
32 hours, 33 minutes. Vanguard has a loss of signal. Ascension will acquire at 192 hours, 38 minutes. Will be during this ascension pass that the crew will have an opportunity to try to take a look at the satellite Pegasus. We passed up the pointing information to them for this, advised them that it should pass through their COAS, or crew optical alignment site, at 192 hours, 43 minutes, 9 seconds. Should be in view for approximately 45 seconds. We'll be 920 miles, nautical miles trailing, 77 nautical miles below. We advised them that Pegasus has 150 square feet of area, so they might get a good look at it at that time. During this long pass across the United States, the crew performed some more multispectral terrain photography. We gave them some additional information on the S-band high-gain antenna test that is coming up